skies in Dubai today after massive torrential rainfall in the desert. A big cleanup happening in the UAE today, the biggest rainstorms in 75 years. Part of a story around the growing instability, of course, of global weather patterns. Some speculation also that the Emirati policy of cloud seeding might be playing a role. And I'm not sure that I get the science around how that has an impact. Remember Eddie from Ficksburg, for those of you who've been listening to the station for 20, 30 years, Eddie from Ficksburg would phone regularly, particularly late at night. And we would talk about the government seeding the clouds, and there was no rain on his farm because the government seeded the clouds. He was entertaining, was our Eddie. Lehlonolo Tobela is the South African Weather Service forecaster and meteorologist. To explain to me, please, this weather system that looked a little bit like an impressionist painting from the 19th century, this massive weather system that developed over the Emirates yesterday and caused this astonishing downpour.
Good evening. How are you?
We are well and glad I'm not in Dubai today. But what was the weather system that caused the massive downpour? It seemed very, very unusual.
Yeah, it looks like they had a severe thunderstorm condition due to obviously a lot of heat and well as an upper system that was around the air. And some of the people then said it was part of the process was due to cloud seeding. So other reports also suggest that there were aircrafts that were sent through just like prior to the storm happening. And
listen, you're a meteorologist, right? You've been studying weather systems and weather patterns for years. Explain this simple thing to me, please. I understand very simply the concept of seeding. You have clouds forming in the desert, and the Dubai government has spent $20 million setting up this whole control room. They've got these aircraft, they send them up, and they seed particular clouds with chemicals that cause condensation to happen in the clouds and for rain to fall, for precipitation to happen under very particular conditions. That does not cause a weather system of three low pressure systems which move over an entire region. I don't see the correlation between the speculation of cloud seeding and a very big meteorological phenomenon. Am I missing something here? Or what is your professional understanding?
Upper air system, which is definitely part of a cutoff low or upper air trough that would result into convective formation of cloud, which then results in severe thunderstorms like what we've had in KwaZulu-Natal in the past 2 days. We've also experienced it due to a cutoff low.
Yeah.
Part of what happened in the Western Cape was due to a cutoff low, which resulted in severe thunderstorms that resulted in strong winds. So, yes, there must be a system for such a severe thunderstorm. So what resulted in people thinking it's because of cloud seeding was because there were reports that said just prior 24 hours to that happening, then they sent through aircraft that were leaving or delivering these things.
In your professional opinion, is there a connection between cloud seeding and these this extraordinary weather? So, well, I want to dismiss this fallacy.
No,
it irritates the living daylights out of me.
You know what? Let me say this. In what my profession states, no. There isn't in any relation that we can say this is due to cloud seeding that you had torrential rainfall. They probably definitely had a severe thunderstorm phase on a weather system that resulted in conducive or rather resulting in convective clouds that formed and seemed to have stayed for longer and then resulted in heavy rain that, as it's normal with severe thunderstorms, that you'd have some of them that result in heavy rain, especially if the systems are correlating with what happens in the surface, would be a low surface trough as well as upper air, resulting in enhanced much more of convection.
Now, based on the data, the severity of storms, certainly anecdotally, our perception is storms are getting far more vigorous, far more vicious, far more unpredictable.
Yeah.
The data supports that, right? And it is, what's happened in KZN in recent years is a change in systems. The severity of the storms in the Western Cape have seemed to be more severe. Storms over the Atlantic in recent years, more severe. This certainly the biggest in 75 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's climate variability in an area. I mean, if you follow the seasonal forecast from the last seasonal forecast that was issued by the South African Weather Service, states that we're expecting above normal rainfall for the autumn into winter season for KwaZulu-Natal. We are in autumn. We've already received reports of flooding over the province as we speak. But El Nino was also there, and which was covering much more of the summer pigeons. And with the extreme weather events that happened, we are really, really related to El Nino as well as the systems then appearing. But another factor that comes in is the development of spatial distribution of people. If you think about it, there are areas that were definitely experiencing extreme weather, but there was no one there staying in the area. But now that people have developed and it's more of the movement, other people are definitely ending up developing in areas that are prone to floodplains, where you see it's built in a low level area. Then with the weather system happening, then you have reports. So more reports are happening as the extreme weather seems to be increasing. So it's definitely increasing, and especially over the central and parts of the Highveld that are experiencing more of extreme weather, especially severity of thunderstorms and much more of a heavy rain.
Letlo Honolo, thank you very much indeed. Letlo Honolo Tobela is a weather service forecaster and meteor weather guy.